Welcome to Incandescent Tarot, a podcast exploring how to integrate tarot and spirituality with everyday life. I'm your host, Gina Wysotsky. Join me as we tackle big questions like how to work with intuition, just why the tower is so intimidating, and what it means to develop a spiritual practice in this wild modern world. Hello, lovely listeners. Welcome to October. Here we are about to dive into a fresh new group of cards. And you know, if you've listened before, that I am always excited to do this, but I am especially excited for this month's reading because we have had a really interesting synchronicity for August and September where we had the same theme card for the month, the Five of Pentacles, in a row. And there are 78 cards in the tarot deck. I am an assiduous, disciplined shuffler. And I know that we use two entirely different copies of the deck for those readings. So that was fascinating to me. And if you are following along the bonus content for subscribers on Substack, you know that we have been doing a lot of work integrating, working with the lessons of the Five of Pentacles, which is a difficult card. It is all about struggle. So I personally feel like I've done a lot and really faced that head on. And I am so curious to see what this next chapter brings. And if we have the Five of Pentacles again, you'll hear me falling out of my chair. So before we dive in, a couple updates. It is fall. It is the season when I truly come alive. And it's October, which is, in my humble opinion, the best month of the season, perhaps of the year. So maybe there's just a natural correlation in that I am just extra jazzed up. But there's been a lot of changes happening in the incandescent tarot space. So I didn't plan on this, but I think I'm feeling the urge to make a disclosure, an announcement, which is that I am working on my first ever online tarot course. I have been teaching tarot for my whole professional career, which is now over 6 years of reading for other people, which is wild. But I have never done an online course. I've tried to build one several times, and as a overachieving perfectionist recovering, I've gotten lost in the weeds. But this time, I have my finger on the pulse of something really exciting. I'm so looking forward to sharing that with you all, but I would love your suggestions and feedback because it is very much in the process of being built. So if you're not already subscribed to the newsletter on Substack, do go over there. I will be sending out a survey with some more details in that place to everyone. So you don't have to be a paid subscriber. If you'd like to be a paid subscriber, it is delightful over there, and we have a lot of wonderful bonus content, and there's going to be more of it coming along too. Anyways, that's the big exciting announcement, and that class is going to be launching in January. I've spoken it into existence, it's happening, and you can join the waitlist for that on my website as well, incandescenttarot.com, in case you were wondering. Very surprising that URL is, who would have seen it coming? All right. Substack, where I host this podcast, also has added on a transcription service. So you can now read the transcript of this podcast and all episodes moving forward. This is really great news and it's pretty good. I do go in there to make sure it's not like saying something absolutely outlandish or mishearing me, but you can find that in the tab next to the podcast in the post on Substack. And I think that's about it. I keep on gently rearranging these four cards below me. So I think it's time that we just dive in and see what we have on the table for October. Rolling up my sleeves here, wearing a festive red sweater, just really trying to channel crisp October energy. All right, let's do it. Let's turn these over. Thank goodness, no Five of Pentacles. We can move on. Okay, but we are still, oh my gosh, we are still very much in the Pentacles world. We have three out of four cards here in the Pentacle suit. Luckily, they are moving on, but I really see this as a continuation of the work we've been doing for the past 2 months, and that is refining our connection to our livelihoods, to our material resources, and what's the phrase I'm looking for? I'm thinking of the phrase like right relationship, considering cultivating, recommitting to a right relationship with our work. And tarot has a lot of associations for each group of cards. Work is one of those that is always tacked onto the pentacles, but I would like us to think about that term in a broad sense. It's not always about your career, what you do in your 9-to-5. Sometimes it also has to do with the way that you're spending your time that feels generative and supportive of your daily life. So if this is not resonating in terms of your career or like your paying work, try to think of it in that framework. What you're doing, what you're investing in, what you're gifting your time to, that is returning something to you. Okay, so our central card, our theme for October, is the Eight of Pentacles. I am so relieved to see this card because it is so solid and so comforting, not in a anesthetizing way, but in a way that we are breaking out of the slog of the Five of Pentacles. And to paint a picture for you, if you haven't looked at that card in a while, it is two figures dressed in rags, and they are plodding through a blizzard. There's snow falling around them. One of them's on crutches. It's dark out, and there is this, what appears to be a stained glass window depicting five pentacles, illuminating, not very brightly, their very upsetting predicament. So the past few months, we've been really working on our relationship to struggle, both the struggle that has been put upon us, that is environmental, just part of life, and our tendency to identify or even hide in narratives of struggle, that it may have felt safe to feel like we were lacking something, that maybe there's no excuse then. If we are not struggling, there is no excuse for where we're falling short. So finding some cover and being like, oh, it's just not working out for me, it's always hard. Now we have really integrated the tricky ways that we were kind of seductively keeping ourselves in that snowstorm, in a state of confusion, moving slowly, not gaining traction, not amplifying and growing our connection to resources, plenty. The Eight of Pentacles is completely different. And this is a card where focus, natural focus, comes into contact with real skill. So if you were feeling like you weren't getting any traction, like if everything was just difficult, and there may have been a crisis of confidence tied to that as well, this is the month where that subsides. And maybe even a little spookily, that there's a, wait, what? I felt so invested in that experience. It was really crappy, but it was very acute and obvious. And now all of a sudden I have this sense of natural focus and ease and satisfaction. The Eight of Pentacles depicts a relationship to work, to our time investments, that is very healthy and fulfilling. And that's why I really love this card. I feel like all of the eights in the minor arcana show this moment of wholeness that is backed by a wealth of experience. So this month, it will be really interesting to see as things calm down. I mean, this is a big let down in a great way, like an exhale. As we are able to start recommitting ourselves, regaining confidence, getting lost in the work that feels good to us, how we feel more grounded and more affirmed in our skill, that we've been working really hard and it may have felt like we were kind of walking into the wind. It was hard. But now all of that effort is showing up, that the world's calming down around us, perhaps. Maybe it's even our inner emotional landscape is calming down. And all of that struggle built up a bunch of strength within us. And now that we are not pushing against something, that strength is free to be productive, to really work in ways that maybe we find surprising, our capacity to get things done, to grow, to invest in our lives, and to see that pay off. Now, we have a lot of time here. I don't want to dive too deep into that card because I think it's really nice to get the whole lay of the land. So we're going to put that one down for a moment and talk about our environment card. So what is happening in the world around us? Is it helping this energy? Is it hindering it? Last month, we had that struggle card, the Five of Pentacles, as our central card. And then we had the Wheel of Fortune as our environment card. And that is a very chaotic tarot card. It can bring in a bunch of change and fortune, but it can also just show up as kind of the merciless nature of life just unfolding around us and impacting us in ways we cannot control. In my personal life, this is just like everyone got sick and it was a hot mess and kind of got everyone's schedules out of sync. This month, we don't have that sort of penumbra of intensity. We have a beautiful, convivial, just affirming card in the Three of Cups. And elementally speaking, which is, I just love saying that. Elementally speaking, we have Pentacles, Earth, in our theme, the Eight of Pentacles, and then we have Water in the Three of Cups. And what gets along better than Earth and Water? That just fills me with joy because these two are showing that as we're engaging in work that feels gratifying, that feels like it's a reflection of our skill, that other people are coming in, are seeing that, and are joining us in that moment. So there is a huge upwelling of support, of connection, of networking that is happening in this space. So it's gentle energy too. We don't have striving ambition really animating this reading. More it's like a natural attraction that as we are doing the work we're meant to be doing, as we are feeding and investing in the parts of our life that are sustaining us, we are kind of sending out a light, being a beacon to partnerships, to community, to group scenarios that are really a good affirming fit for us. And we can see this visually in the cards in the Eight of Pentacles and kind of describe it for you right now. It's this work person. They're wearing this really kind of awesome apron, I have to say, or a smock. We need more smocks in life. I think they're very underrated as an item of clothing. Anyways, this person is wearing this lovely smock and they are astride this workbench and they're holding a chisel and a hammer and they are etching a pentacle, a pentagram, if you want to get extra witchy about it, onto this disc, this golden disc, making, in effect, a pentacle. There is one at their feet and then there is a row of six pentacles that have been affixed to this tree, what looks like a trunk of a tree. And I love that as an illustration of the work that we have been doing and that we just kind of always do. There's something about this card that shows a lovely dedication to showing up without the intent of being boastful or flashy. We're just being ourselves, doing what is natural to us, committing. And in doing so, over time, we have amassed this lovely signpost almost with all of these beautiful golden pentacles. And in the image, this person is very focused on finishing the current pentacle in front of them. They're not paying attention to all of the work that they've done or maybe the next one that they need to start working on. They are completely absorbed in the moment. And I see this as a really beautiful illustration of how we have been working really hard, and it may not have been something that we're even aware of consciously, but in this month, other people are coming and saying, hey, this is incredible. I can't believe you've been doing this whole time. How can I get involved? Or how can I support you in this? That is so gentle and affirming and beautiful. And I would really invite all of us to just kind of trust in the process and trust that the work will speak for itself. I think that's a big part of this card. And I just, having the Three of Cups in October is also just chef's kiss. It is, as a tarot reader, and you know, I don't know how you can be a tarot reader and not love autumn, but this is a very autumnal card, have to say it. There are some beautiful gourds featured at the bottom of this coming together. In the Three of Cups, we have three people wearing lovely robes, and they are raising three cups in a toast in this very festive circle, almost like they're doing some sort of dance. It is just so celebratory, so simple and joyous. And that is coming through here. And what a nice combination to have that with work and dedication. I really like that. I think too that in this card, we see the potential for growth that may feel very instinctual and almost deceptively simple. Like there's a lot of promise in this pair, but it's not going to be like written in neon, flashing neon lights. So don't underestimate the potential for some beautiful collaborations, breakthroughs. They're going to feel really gentle and maybe even, I don't know, I'm thinking about how when something feels really right, it can almost feel like elicit this childlike joy. That is a feeling to really follow and treat with respect this month. Let's move over into our final two cards before we really integrate all of this, because this is interesting. Here we do our challenge and our opportunity. Now, we have two more Pentacles cards. And, okay, gathering my tarot enthusiast thoughts here. Because, as is usually the case, they seem to be misaligned. The card that we would expect to be the opportunity is actually the challenge. And this has been consistent for a while now, that the cards that are representing newness and departures, like radical departures, are actually the energies, the cards that we should be avoiding. So our challenge is the Ace of Pentacles. And our opportunity is the Four of Pentacles. There's a lot going on here. And I'm going to tie it back to that five that we had the past 2 months, because sometimes when we're dealing with challenge, and in the past 2 months, this has been very, very present, like triple highlighted, underlined in bold, that there is a desire to escape. And in the past 2 months, this was about escaping from suffering. This month, however, it's about escaping from success. So we have to be really careful when we get lost in Ace of Pentacles fantasies, or we prioritize a new opportunity, an Ace of Pentacles, that takes us away from the work that we have been really devoting ourselves to, which we're seeing here in our card for the month, the Eight of Pentacles. So Ace versus Eight, we want to go towards that Eight. It's bringing us towards a place of achievement and culmination. There are 10 cards in each of the Minor Arcana suits. So we are really close to achieving a really important win. I actually don't like that phrasing. I'll edit that to an important sort of pinnacle, like bringing something into existence. Now we're kind of putting the finishing touches on that. And in doing so, we're inviting in this freshness, this support, this welcome collaboration in the Three of Cups. However, we may be distracted this month by, and this is an interesting kind of form of self-sabotage, of being like, oh, but what if I just started from scratch? Or, ooh, that looks shiny and fun over there. Let me get off of my workbench and go chase that possibility. And that really is what the aces are about. They represent possibilities. And they are pure and alluring and exciting because they have not really interacted with or been plunged into the realm of reality. Sometimes this can be great and shows us like turning a page, this is a new phase, but that is not what the heart of a reading is saying here today. So be aware of those alluring, shining opportunities or dreams even that are not going to be furthering what you're really working on right now. And I am kind of liking that image of being just distracted by something off in the distance as you're walking this path. So avoiding distractions, being mindful of the places where you have sort of wishful thinking, like, well, maybe, you know, this is kind of hard. I do have to focus a lot. Maybe I could do it in this easier way. But I don't think that would be satisfying. There is something in the Eight of Pentacles that shows a reveling in enacting your expertise, enacting your ability, making something out of that. And it can kind of take a lot to bring it out of yourself, or, you know, it takes a lot of presence and dedication. But that is really where we need to be leaning into this month. And it can bring us to some gorgeous places. But I would also like to outline that there is so much legitimate and profound satisfaction in being in the moment, touching what matters to you, creating something. Just the process alone is a thing of beauty. So ignoring those shimmering mirages that may be flashing around, and interestingly enough, leaning into the Four of Pentacles. And this is it's kind of like a sour looking card. So we see this figure, they are in front of this city. So they have this backdrop of an urban landscape. And this is like, you know, medieval urban landscape, some beautiful stone towers. And they are dressed in this very, it's kind of interesting, visually similar to the smock I was just waxing poetic about. But they're dressed in this heavy cloak. They have very rich, nice clothes on and a sort of minimalist crown on their head. And atop the crown is one pentacle. They're clutching another pentacle in front of their heart with both hands. And they have two more pentacles, one under each foot. And they are staring out directly at us. And behind them is this completely beige sky. So this card is interesting because it's not an alluring image. It's not bringing us in. It's almost confrontationally like, this is what we're working with. This is what I've got. Four pentacles. And I'm really seeing this as being aware of our resources and just sitting with that. If anything, the past 2 months with the five have been really challenging emotionally. And there's been a lot of concern around scarcity. Like, do I have enough? Is this okay? Am I going to make it? And I really am valuing and appreciating this downgrade. So going, just taking one thing away, and it may be this sort of the unhealthier aspects to our relationship, to money, career, just like physical well-being and safety. And saying, yeah, we're okay. We just have these four pentacles. They're actually more than enough. I'm in a comfortable place. What does it feel like to not be in crisis and just be fully and completely touching the things that give me a sense of security and stability? It's not spicy and alluring. And that paired with the eight, and again, it's half four and eight. They seem to be quite interlinked. Like, we're really being asked to just sit with what we have, do the work, and get our satisfaction from the doing of the work, not making it more or less than it is. And again, like, more going to the Five of Pentacles, getting stressed out about it, and then less getting distracted or trying to go back to the basics with the Ace of Pentacles. So this is really a month that is about balance, equanimity, and taking the middle ground, not making big rash choices, staying your course, and gaining more intimate patient and even like there's something funny about that card in that it is very grasping. Like this person doesn't look relaxed. Their body language is just clutching this pentacle. I love that their feet are on the pentacles too. Like it's reminding me of like a broody hen. You know, just like, I gotta be touching all my eggs. Don't you dare get near these. That can often be interpreted as like, yikes. Like, let's not be so miserly and intense. But what I'm seeing here is, we kind of need to know what are the parameters of our life and to actually value them. Like maybe we haven't been holding them tightly. And there is a kind of performative aspect to this card in that it is really showcasing what it has. And I think that this would be an opportunity this month to really cherish and maybe be a little extra about like, yeah, it might not be flashy and fancy, but like I have enough and it's quite lovely. And I really want to make sure I'm grasping that and appreciating it with as much awareness as I can. And to just take this moment to depressurize, stay the course, be calm, and not making any sort of rash moves. So practically speaking, I would say too, it's like, it's an opportunity to save this month, like just being really maybe like enjoying not making big expenditures, like holding your resources tight, being just really protective of your time, your money, and your space. So as I say that, I'm like, yeah, it's a little autumnal, you know, like there's a coziness that maybe we can find in the Four of Pentacles. But as I'm talking to you, I'm also noticing that this card is holding a fair amount of mystery. And when I do a reading in any capacity, I'm always kind of looking for like, what's the place that's the most mysterious? And I feel like it is that four, the four and the ace, like noticing what are your siren songs, like what is trying to lure you off the path, and noticing what new information about yourself can you find in your comfort or lack thereof in occupying the Four of Pentacles. So that would be in being proud of what you have, seeing what you have as being enough, and almost like being attached to a lifestyle that centers you and your needs. Because I think that's what I'm trying to get at with this card, is that it is really about being unashamed of needing things. It's not a card that is about acquiring. It's a card that's about really being almost like married to, dedicated to what you need to feel secure. So I think there's an invitation there to gain understanding or depth of what it is you need to feel secure in your life. Well, there's a lot to say here, and I am noticing myself on the precipice of, I could take a deep breath and go into all of this even further. But I think it's nice to let the reading percolate. We have a whole month to be working with it. So if you want a continued discussion around this, do subscribe on the Substack. We have a check-in video, and then we do a reflection podcast episode, a bonus episode at the end of the month, and a bunch of reflection prompts. Yes, I'm really biting my tongue, but this is, I think, a more mellow reading by far than the last one. And there's something I'm finding very touching about the continuity in our sort of pentacles journey that we have been undergoing. So having a reading that has this sort of space, and if you'll look at these cards, you can see the image on the Substack post itself. All of the cards except for the Three of Cups have beige backgrounds. And this to me is like, it's going to be a little more subdued this month, which leaves space and room for us to exhale, to rest, to focus on what, to just do more nuanced work and exploration. But also, again, I'll say it, just rest. Really take opportunities to have some space in between the parts of your life that have felt pressure filled, to also just let things sit. If it feels kind of simplistic in the Eight of Pentacles, like I'm just doing the work, I'm just keeping on doing the work, great, let that be. There is, however, a lot of vibrancy coming through with the Three of Cups. And I do think that is where things will get interesting. So do prioritize socializing, the relationships that make you feel full and alive and full of joy, that there's a lot of organic and upwelling of just genuine connection. And that's something to really lean into for October. Thank you, as always, for being a part of this space. It is a delight to do another reading, and I will be back with a new reading next month. Until next time.